Okay, so children on Shabbos. So just by way of introduction, as you'll probably see that I have 6 pages of sources here, and it's the truth is that as I was preparing it, I noticed that it's really a bit of a complex topic, and there's a lot of different variables and a lot of background. So as much as I always like to try to focus on all the background sources and really build everything up straight from the Gemara, what I'm going to try to do... Good evening, Yaakov. How are you? Yeah, so I think I'm going to have to skip a little bit of the actual... every line in Gemara, every one of the Rishayim, because I think it's going to take us a very long time if we go through everything. Everything is here.
I'm merely yelling.
Yes. All the sources are here. And I did something that I don't usually do on the sheets, is I put a small little summary, like a half a phrase or a sentence of a summary on the bottom. Sorry that it's in Hebrew, I just need to do it quickly, and it works better in my brain if I write it in Hebrew. So you have the sources, you have most of the summaries over here, and if you want to go through any of the sources that we won't cover tonight, by all means, you could always come ask me afterwards, but I'm going to try to get to the main points tonight and build everything up, so at least we have an understanding of what exists in the Rishayim, and like this we won't have to spend 3 weeks building it up. We'll try to get everything on the first week and get it down pat. All right, that's that. Okay, so let's start. This is a Mishnah that we have come across a number of times already in the Sugya of Amir La'akum. And the source number one, the first source is as follows. It's a Mishnah. Nachri Shabbal Chabes, a non-Jew who comes to put out a fire for you on Shabbos, ain emer lekabei v'al dekabei. You don't have to tell him. Don't tell him to put it out. Don't tell him not to put it out. Just say nothing. He can do whatever he wants. If nation shvisasin aleim, we're not responsible to make sure that non-Jews keep Shabbos. But the end of that mission says of a katan, but a Jewish child Shabbal Chabes who comes to put out a fire, ain shemin le. We do not allow him to do that. If nation shvisasin aleim, the responsibility for them to keep Shabbos falls upon us, and therefore we cannot allow a child to put out a fire on Shabbos. This is the first source that we have that there should be a prohibition of having a child do malacha on Shabbos. The Gemara wants right away jumps on this, and the Gemara, good evening, the Gemara right away wants to say, so this must mean that we have a responsibility to make sure that children don't violate Isurim. And there's an age-old discussion which comes up all the time throughout Shas. More on source number two, it's right there on Daf Kuch Afalach and Beis, the Masechta Shabbos. It says, it quotes this Mishnah, and it says, Shamet Minot, in the source number two, halfway through the first line, Shamet Minot, we learn from here, Katanech Nevelas, if you see a child eating a nevela, eating something which is not kosher, Bez Mitzuvin Alav Lafrishai, it must be that Beisdin, and let's be very clear here, like this, we'll get this out of the way right away. When it says Beisdin Mitzuvin Lafrishai, it does not mean it needs to be a formal Beisdin where it's actually the Beisdin who sits there and adjudicates monetary law. It means that the Jewish people as a whole have a responsibility to stop him from eating nevela. So if you have a child who's eating nevela, it seems you'd have to stop him. Why? Because the Mishnah says that if a child is putting out a fire on Shabbos, you must tell him to stop putting out the fire. Why? Because we're responsible to make sure they keep Shabbos.
To what extent is implied by the Mishnah? Do you have to physically restrain the kid?
No. So we'll hopefully get to all this. Now that you're asking that, I think it's important that I take a few steps back in this sugya. What we're going to do here in this sugya is we're going to hopefully cover a lot of the actual strict letter of the law halacha with regard to chinuch. And I actually mentioned to someone last night that this topic is a topic which I was even reluctant to talk about because there's always the halacha of what's permitted, what's not permitted, and then you have to really use a lot of personal judgment with yourself, the child in question, to decide what's the message that I'm delivering to this child when either I ask him or allow him to do something on Shabbos. And included in that is not only what's the message I'm delivering to this child, but what message am I delivering to the rest of the children in the family. I have a bunch of young children at home, and I can tell you that it could be confusing. For the older child, it's a problem. The younger child, it's not a problem. Somewhere in the middle, sometimes it's a problem. So as much as we're going to try to cover all the actual letter of the law, halacha here, we have to always be very careful what message we're delivering to our children. And the same thing applies, what message you deliver to your child when you beat the child down not to be Mechal Shabbos. It's both, on both sides of the coin, you have to use a lot of good judgment to know who's this child. And ultimately, our point over here is, when it comes to chinuch, is to teach a child a good, positive, healthy attitude towards Shabbos. Like this, when he grows up, he'll be a Shomer Shabbos. We don't want to have the opposite effect. So again, as much as we're going to try to cover as much of the strict halacha as possible, you have to use a lot of judgment when it comes to these halachas. And for those who walked in just now, I just was mentioning at the beginning, I want to cover this whole topic in 1 week. As you'll see, the source sheets have 6 pages and about 20 sources on it. I'm not going to be able to go line by line through every one of the sources, but I want you to have all the material. And because I knew I won't get to everything, I paraphrased most of the stuff on the bottom. Whatever's written in the script handwriting, I just paraphrase it. That's my own, I guess, a synopsis of what exists in the top part. Like this, you don't have to, you can understand what I'm getting at from every source if you don't get to it. Okay, so let's go back now to the source material. Source number one is the child's putting out a fire on Shabbos. You got to stop him. The Gemara says it must be, if that's the case, that if you have to stop a child from putting out a fire on Shabbos, then this halacha must be, if you see a child eating nevela, eating food which is not kosher, then bez mitzvah nevela frisha, bezdin, we have a responsibility to stop this child from eating something which is not kosher. Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, no, that's not true. Bekatan ois ledas aviv. This case is specifically different. Why? Because the way Rashi explains it is a child, he himself doesn't have enough judgment to make a decision what he wants done, what he doesn't want done. He sees his father's shed on fire. He's pleasing his father. He's doing this because he wants his father to be proud of him. He wants to help his father. So here he's working for the father. There's a difference between a child finding something in that kosher and eating it because he wants to eat it, he wants to enjoy it, and a child doing something because he wants to please his father. Doing something to please his father is that much worse. And the Gemara continues, we'll stop here because I don't want to get into the discussion of Nachri, of a not-Jew. But ultimately what we see from this Gemara is we do not have a raya. We do not have any proof. When a child is in violation of an Isser, we have a chiv to stop him from violating that Isser. What we do see is when a child is violating an Isser for his father, in such a case his father has to stop him. Now that we got into this discussion, we're going to go into Maseches Yevamos, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, and the Gemara has a discussion over there. It's a long discussion what the halacha is when a child is in violation of an Isser. Now, we'll start with the first Gemara we'll read out more clearly, and the next couple of Gemaras we'll just run through very quickly. Source number 3, where it's underlined. I'll start from the beginning. Yitzchak Bar Bisna Echus Ulei Mavteche Devei Medrasha. Yitzchak Bar Bisna had the keys to the shul, and unfortunately, he lost the keys to the shul. Where was it? Rosh Hashanah. B'Shabbat, he lost the keys, or he dropped the keys in Rosh Hashanah. Now he has a problem. He can't open the shul because the keys are in Rosh Hashanah. He can't carry them from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So what did he do? Also, the commander of Pedas, they came in front of Pedas and asked him, what should we do? Amar Lei Zil. Go, this turns to the next page, to Kuf Yudalad Amud Aleph. Debar Tali V'Tali Ulo Tali Hasim. Take your children, take the young children, and bring the kids there, and then what will happen is, the kids will find it, the kids will bring it back. So now he said, hold on a second, look at this. You have keys that are missing. What is your Padas suggestion? Get kids to walk there, and the kids will bring it back. Now hold on a second. There's a discussion of when the child's in violation of an Isser, are we allowed to let him do it? If the halacha is that katan eichon avelos bez mitzvah lafrishay, that when a child is eating something which is not kosher, we have to stop him, then that means if a kid is picking up a key and carrying it from Rosh Hashanah Yachid, from a public domain, from Rosh Hashanah Rabbin, from a public domain, to Rosh Hashanah Yachid, to a private domain, we have to say, got to put the key down, he can't carry it. What's it going to help to bring the kids there? It must be. We see, almas kasara katan eichon avelos ein bez mitzvah lafrishay. Clear. Very clear, a child is in violation of an issur midaraisa. You do not have to stop the child from violating the issur midaraisa. Clearly, that is the opinion of Rav Padas. Rav Padas clearly was of the opinion, when you see a child in violation of an issur midaraisa, of a biblical prohibition carrying from a shusha rabban to a shusha yachid, you do not need to stop the child from doing it. The Gemara tries to prove it. The Gemara tries to prove it from other cases. Ultimately, what happens is the Gemara tries to bring a bunch of rayas, and the Gemara finds that all the proofs that we tried to use to back up Rav Padas' opinion all wouldn't work because all those cases where it seemed that the halacha was the same thing, that when a child is in violation of an Isser, we don't have to stop him, all those cases turned out to be cases where we were either makel because of the circumstances or because it was only an Isser Midrabanan. Okay, so ultimately, what we
this
did
case was a derisa.
That, yeah, so in other words, Rav Padas is clear that he is that is of the opinion that even when a child is in violation of a derisa, you don't have to stop him. We couldn't find any similar parallel cases to back up his opinion, which were also midaraisa. The only other one which was kind of deraisa was demai, but demai also is really midrabanan. It's a chashash of a deraisa, and when you learn through Maseches Demai, you'll see that most amaratzim do take off meiser. So, the bottom line is most cases that we were able to find that seemed to back up Rav Padas's opinion didn't work. So we have no proof that Rav Padas is correct. Okay.
You're not stopping the child from doing something that they're already doing. You're instructing them,
You're putting them into a situation where they will do it. It could be it's a little bit worse, but that is what you're doing. You are putting these children into a situation where they're now vulnerable.
You're facilitating
it, but again, you didn't tell them to do it. He stopped short of telling the child to do it. That's Rav Padas' opinion.
You're saying there's a difference between you telling him and him doing it
on his own. Correct. Right. Now, that's Rav Padas. That's where I just summarized it. Rav Padas, ain based in mitzvah l'harfishay leb isser v'deraisa leb drabanan. Clearly, whether the child's in violation of deraisa, whether it's biblical, whether it's drabanan, whether it's only rabbinical, the halacha is, you do not have to stop him. Source number 4, without going through the whole thing, Rabbi Yochanan is not sure. Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara says clearly, where it's underlined, Elo Rabbi Yochanan, Sefuki Mesafkalei, Kai Hacha Matri, Kai Hacha Matri. Rabbi Yochanan played the devil's advocate, and in every one of the cases, he basically was just trying to either back up the case or ask a question on the case which would challenge it. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan's back and forth. We don't know what his opinion is. Okay? That's where we are. Source number 5 has 3 different psukim. They're all underlined. One of them is Loisaychulum Kishekatzeim, Loisaachilum. And the Gemara darshans from the lois seichlum and lois sa'achilum lahazir gedolim al katanim to say that adults are responsible for children, and we learn from there you're not allowed to feed a child iser. So this is already another level. One thing is a child is sitting there eating something which isn't kosher. Do you have to stop him? Next thing is, can you feed the child iser? So these 3 pesukim. The next one, Kol Nefesh Become Loiseichel Adam L'Hazer Hakdelem Al Ketanim. It says it so many times in the Pesukim to teach you that adults are responsible for children. And the third one is Emor V'Amarta by Tuma L'Hazer Hakdelem Al Ketanim. I summarize it on the bottom. Asr L'Sbeis Lo B'Yadayim. It is asr to feed a child, to explicitly go ahead and feed a child. Yes, sir. And I just wrote Nilman Migimel Pesukim Dam Shkatzim and Tuma that it's assert for a person to actually, this would be a real case of facilitating it. You give the child something non-kosher to eat. Or you instruct the child to eat something which is not kosher. That's clear that it's assert. You cannot give a child a nevela sandwich to eat for supper. Okay? So these are the 2 levels. So far, we're already at 3 levels. The issur midaraisa, issur midrabanan, both of those cases where the child's doing it on his own. Rav Padas says no problem. You're allowed to let the child do it. He made his own decision. He can do it. You don't have to stop him. The next case, feeding a child iser, is aser. Everyone agrees. Rabbi Yochanan, he's in the middle. He's not sure. How do we pass in source number 6? It's a Rashba. Chidushi a Rashba. It's Maseches Yevamos. Umiyu Kaimalon, where it's underlined, Command the Omer ain't based in Mitzuvan La Frishai, and he brings a raya. The Rashba is clearly of the opinion when a child is in violation of an Isser, you do not have to stop the child from violating the Isser. You allow it to let the child continue. That's the opinion of the Rashba. Now, we're going to go into another Gemara here in Maseches Shabbos.
And the Rashba is saying that in a case where the kid initiates on their own.
Exactly. Kid initiates on his own. He's sitting there, he finds, I don't know, he's out there, he finds something which is not kosher, he picks it up, he wants to eat it. You do not have to take the food away from him. Allow him to eat it despite the fact that it's not kosher.
Is he saying that just by eating non-kosher, or is he agreeing with Rav Padas in terms of...
That is Rav Padas' opinion. Rav Padas' opinion is that when a child is violation, that's what it seems. At this point, that's what it would seem. Here we have a case in Maseches Shabbos where Shalchu le b'nei Bashkar le Levi. The children of Bashkar sent a question to Levi. He wanted to know. They had 3 different shailas. One of them, the second one, which is underlined, is Keshusa b'karma mal. Are you allowed to plant kishos in a vineyard? It's a question of kalayim. Okay, let's not get into the whole discussion. Are you allowed to plant kishais in a vineyard? Ultimately, the story is not so relevant, but what happened was Levi passed away before he had time to respond to the question. And Rabbi Tarfon took over answering. It's the second area where it's underlined. He said, "Ein klein bekarim v'chalmim klein bekarim v'kaimalon kol meik baratzol k'mesef v'shem netera." Next, all the way at the end of the Gemara, Rav Mesharshia yavale pruta latinik nachri v'zarale. He gave money to a non-Jewish child to plant it for him. Okay, that's what he did. He didn't want to plant it himself, so he paid a child to do it for him. What type of child? A non-Jewish child. Gemara asks, Latinic Yisrael, why do you choose a non-Jewish child? Why can't you give it to a Jewish child? Asi lemisrach. Says the Gemara, you know why you can't give these kishais to a Jewish child? Because if you allow a Jewish child to plant kelayim in a vineyard, he's going to think that this is okay, and he's going to continue doing this, and you're going to teach the child that it's okay to plant kelayim in a vineyard. Now, the Rashba comes up with something very interesting.
He said, just explained that it's a
chinuch issue. Exactly.
It's not an actual iser.
Correct.
There's no spiritual malady, if you will, with that act, but it's
right.
The beginning of...
It's a chinuch issue. Let's see how the Rashba writes it. Source number 8. Kivin shekein, kivin de kaimalan. Since we paskin, the af peshel Torah, even when it comes to a deraisa, to an iser midaraisa, to a biblical iser, ain based to mitzvah lafish, you do not have to stop a child from violating it. So he says, logic would tell you, b'shal devrayim, when it comes to an iser midrabanan, machtinan bodarga, we go down a level, darga achas, yosur matirin bo afil lemer lelech. Says the Rashba, if a child is eating nevela, he's eating a nevela sandwich for dinner, you do not have to stop him. Says the Rashba, it would stand to reason that if it's not nevela, if it's something which is only osu midrabanan, then you could go down a level and you could even feed it to the child. You could give it to him to eat. And he goes on to prove it, but let's see where where it's underlined, the second part where he explains his logic. Elavadik kedamara, delay ha'amidu devrayim. Chazal did not institute their takana. Ella itzel gedolim shebi yisrael leitzel ketaneim. Canal the afagav da sik nasim dasim mishum dasim mishrach. Even though the Gemara said you cannot instruct a child to do something which is aser, why? Because he will learn to follow along that way. He says lo shayach ahu time dasim mishrach al b'davrish in tzarach tinek el tzarach gadol. This is very interesting. Says the Rashba, that the Gemara says you now let to instruct a child to do something which is aser, that is only where the child will learn that this is the right thing to do because my father asked me to do it. But that's only when he's doing it for his father. When the child is doing it for himself, he's not going to learn from this experience that it's mutter to do this. Therefore, the Rashba says as follows. I paraphrase it on the bottom, I summarize it. According to the Rashba, you're allowed to give a child in Isser Midrabanan to eat. You could actually feed him in Isser Midrabanan if it is for his own sake, not for your sake. Let me give you a very practical example of where this comes up all the time. A child eats fleishigs for lunch. And now, an hour later, the child's hungry. Now, there's an Isser Midrabanan for anybody who follows Ashkenazic practice to eat, or Sephardi practice. I mean, I'm barring a Yekis or whoever has a shorter amount of time that they wait. There's an Isser Midrabanan to eat milchigs within 6 hours of fleishigs. So there's an Isser Midrabanan for this child to drink milk now. What would be the heter to give the child milk within 6 hours? This would be the heter. The heter is that it's an Isser Midrabanan. This child needs this. It's for him. Again, it doesn't have to be that it's a tzairach or refuah, but it's not for me. The child's not drinking milk for me. The child's drinking milk for himself. So there's no asil misrach. He's not going to follow along with this because I'm doing it for him. Says the Rashba, you're allowed to give the child an Isser Midrabanan for him. That's the opinion of the Rashba.
Is it really a concern that if you want to give him milk, he's going to learn?
Well, maybe not a child of 1 year old, but as a child starts to get older.
So turning off a light on Shabbos.
1 second, we'll get there. Yes, let's save age. We're going to get to age very soon. Okay, this is general rules. These are general rules, but we're going to differentiate between ages very soon. Okay, so right now what we have is as follows. A child picks up something to eat on his own and it's not kosher. And he wants to eat it. Do you have to stop him? Do not have to stop him? No, you don't have to stop him. That's what the Rashba says. That's the opinion of Rav Hadass. Don't have to stop him. You would like to give a child something which is usher to eat. That's usher. You can't give a child something which is usher to eat midei raisa. If it's nisim midei rabbanon, it depends why you're giving it to him. If you're asking him to violate nisim midei rabbanon for me, I want a child to carry something to shul. It's a place where there's no eruv, but it's not an isser haitzah midei raisa. It's only, again, we're not learning haitzah. Some haitzah is usher midei raisa, some haitzah is usher midei rabbanon. I want to ask a child to carry something to shul, which is nisim midei rabbanon. I can't ask him to carry it for me. To carry it for himself, I'm allowed to ask him to do it. Same thing, basar b'chalav. To give a child a cheeseburger, that's nisim midaraisa. To give a child a drink of milk after an hour and a half of eating fleishigs, that's nisim midarabanan. For the sake of the child, you're allowed to give it. And that's the opinion of the Rashba.
What if you're doing for the sake of yourself?
What are you doing for your sanity? So that's what I'm saying. It doesn't have to be exclusive. The point is that it's done for the child. Why is it not for the kid's purpose? The kid needs to have a bottle. That's called a tzarech. That's for him. It's not for me. Tzarech of a gadol means I need something done. I'm asking you to do it for me. Okay. Next. Now Tosfos in Maseches Shabbos Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph makes a point. He says, let's take a step back. If a child is higia lechinuch, I have a mitzvah to mechanach this child. So forget about whether I'm obligated to stop a child from violating an isser. I have to teach the child the right way to live. So Tosfos says as follows. This whole discussion is talking about a child who has not reached the ages yet where it's possible to start teaching the child about chinuch. He's not a child who we're being mechanach yet. We're not teaching this child yet about mitzvahs. He's too young. In such a case, no, you don't have to stop him. But to be gil lechinuch, kivin shechayv lechanchay, since we have an obligation to teach him about mitzvahs, kol shekein d'tzorach lafrishu shliyasa avera. You certainly have to stop him. I have to sit the child down and teach him, this is a mitzvah, this is an avera. So certainly if he's violating an isra, I have to teach him, don't do this. What's interesting about Tosfos is that he's saying that the discussion of Beis Din stopping him, which again, Beis Din does not refer to a Beis Din whose job it is to adjudicate cases. It's Klal Yisrael. Tosfos says that I don't have to stop anyone's child from eating a nevela sandwich for lunch. That's only by a child who did not reach chinuch. But a child who's already over the age of chinuch, everyone has to stop him, which is a big chiddush. Tosfos is teaching us that the mitzvah of chinuch not only applies to a father, it applies to everybody else. So if I were walking down the street and I noticed a child eating an avela sandwich, I would have to say, assess, how old is this child? Did he reach chinuch? Yes, I have to say, child, you have to stop eating this. That's the opinion of Tosfos. We're going to see that the Rambam disagrees with that, but that's Tosfos' opinion. The Rambam...
Behind all of this, you just talked about the spirit of
chinuch.
Educating the kid to making sure that they don't... How do you make that judgment for a random...
For someone else's kid? You probably shouldn't do it. Practically speaking, you have to be very careful. If you have to give the right message. If you're just going to be that stranger who walks over and starts reprimanding all the kids in the neighborhood, you probably aren't going to get that far. He'll probably continue eating as soon as you're out of sight. Again, the point over here is we have to remember we're talking about stopping the child from violating an isser, not getting children angry. That's not what we're trying to do. We're not trying to get children angry or annoy children. We're talking about a situation where you have the ability to stop the child from eating it. That's a very important point. The Rambam, I brought three different Rambams here. The first two seem to be a contradiction with each other, but hopefully we'll solve it with the third one. The first one, Katan Sha'asa B'Shabbos Davar Shumishim Shvus. A child is violating an ismi drabanan on Shabbos. He gives an example. He's cutting something down from a flower pot which has a hole in it, which does not have a hole in it. It's an ismi drabanan. Ain't based on mitzvah l'afrisha. Beis Din does not have to stop him. Okay? The Rambam seems to be saying only if a child is in violation of ismi drabanan do we not have to stop him. However, in source number 11, he's talking about if even an ismi d'araisa, and he says the same thing. But if a child is putting out a fire for his father, we have to stop him. He's putting out a fire on his own, Ain base mitzvah l'arfish. He's putting out a fire. Kiboy nes midaraisa. You don't have to stop it. The Rambam.
Putting it out for his father.
He wants to please his father. Mind, he wants to please his father.
But his father didn't say, go put the fire out.
Exactly. But children, that's what Rashi explains. Children don't have the enough of a of an understanding that they themselves are concerned about it. He's doing it because he wants his father to be proud. But let's see even more clearly. In Hilchos Machalas Asuris, Parakid Zayin, Halacha Chav Zayin, the Rambam is explicit, is just as clear as anything. Katan Sha'achal Echel Machalas Asuris, the child's eating something treif. He doesn't have das. We don't have to stop him. And he explains, he's doing it for himself. But to feed a child, to explicitly feed him food, which is asr, that's asr to do. You can't even feed a child nisimid rabbanan. You cannot give a child food which is nisimid rabbanan. It's asr to teach him to teach him to be in violation of his avron. We have one more set. Okay, so the Rambam is two very important points. Number one, the Rambam seems to say very clearly by nisimid daraisa, we're not obligated to stop a child from violating the isser. Number two, you're never allowed to give a child an isser. He's disagreeing with the Rashba who says you can give it to the child when it's in tzarach atzmai. Okay, even it's isser midrabbanan. Now in Halacha Chaf Ches, he points to me a very important. Afa pisha ain't based the mitzvah lafresh is the katan mitzvah al aviv ligarboy. The father has his own mitzvah of chinuch. The Rambam clearly differentiates between the rest of Klal Yisrael, any other Jew, and the father. Tosfos says it's everyone's responsibility to mechanach this child. The Rambam says when Beis Din does not have a mitzvah to stop a child, whose responsibility is it still to stop the child? Not mine and not yours, but the kid's father. So clearly he's disagreeing with Tosfos on that point where he says the mitzvah of chinuch is only for the father, not for everybody else. Okay, so we have a few very important points. Everyone agrees. Let's skip the way I presented a kind of a contradiction in the Rambam. Let's just say because we're running out of time a little bit, the Rambam is not a problem. In one place he mentioned Yisrael Midrabanan, other places he's clear that even by Yisrael Midaraisa, clearly the Rambam and everybody else, all the other Rishonim are of the opinion, when a child is in violation of any Yisrael, whether it's Yisrael Midaraisa or Yisrael Midrabanan, based in general, Klal Yisrael is not obligated to stop the child from violating that Yisrael. To give a child Yisrael to eat, everyone agrees you're not allowed to give a child Yisrael. The only exception is the Rashba says, if it's an Yisrael Midrabanan, for example, to give a child a drink of milk, an hour after he had fleishigs, the halacha is, according to the Rashba, if it's for the child, you're allowed to give it to him. If it's for the father, you're not allowed to give it to him. You're not allowed to give him that iser. With regard to chinuch, says Tosfos, if a child is in violation of an iser, everybody, and this child is the child who has reached the age where he should be mechunach, we should start teaching him, everyone's obligated to stop the child from violating it because we have a mitzvah to be chanach people, chanoch lenar al pitarko. And then there is the opinion of the Rambam who says the mitzvah of chanoch only applies to the father but not to anybody else. That's what I kind of summarized that. That's a summary after source number 14. You'll see all that written down in the script writing. How do we paskin? Source number 15. This is it's very confusing because there's only one sif in Shulchan Aruch which discusses this, and he kind of mixes everything together. So hopefully we'll be able to get it through in the right way. Start with the mechaber. Katan oichan avelas ein beis mitzvah l'arfisha. Mechaber paskins as we would expect, like everybody says, child's eating in vela. You do not beis does not have to stop him. Avo. This is a child who is below the age of chinuch. Avo. Other mitzvah ligar by lafrishai may says the Rambam Yisrael Daraisa. Interesting. The mechaber says even though the general public does not have a mitzvah to stop this child from eating it, the father has a mitzvah to teach his child the right things to eat and the wrong things to eat. And since this child is in violation of an iser, says the mechaber, the father has to stop him. Now comes along the mechaber. He continues ulachila biyadayim to feed a child iser to actually feed it to him. Clearly, the Mechaber paskins not like the Rashba. He paskins like the Rambam. You're never allowed to feed a child Isser. Now, go back to the words Miyasa Daraisa. The Ramah added in the words Miyasa Daraisa. What did he mean by those words? Mishnah Berurah in source number 16, Sifkat and Gimel. He brings down two different opinions. Although I'm not going to read it inside, just go all the way at the end of this. There's a summary written by me in the script letters. Lefi Ramah, Pirush Rishon, and the first explanation of the Ramah is, it's on page, we're on top of page number 5 now. By Isser Daraisa, biblical Isser, when a father is not stopping his child, Chayiv based in Ligarbay. Everyone else needs to step in. Sorry, Chayiv based in Ligarbay, Av De'ena Mekayim HaMitzvah. Interesting. According to the Ramah, if a child is violating an Isser Daraisa and the father is not doing anything about it, what should everybody else do? Listen to Yaakov Ben Zakein and don't scream at the child. It's not going to work. It's not going to help. But maybe if you have the ability to speak to the father, you tell the father to speak to his child about it. But yes, Rabbanan, don't get involved at all. The Ramah, the Gra, he has a different understanding. He explains like this, like the Rashba. He explains that when the Ramah wrote the word Bessim Midaraisa, what he meant was that by Issa Daraisa we have to stop him. But by Nisr Midrabanan, sometimes you're even allowed to tell the child to violate the Issa. When is that? When it's for himself. For example, if it's on Shabbos, the child needs to eat. There's Nisr Midrabanan to eat before Kiddush. You're allowed to give the child to eat. On Pesach, certain cases that come up, we'll see about asking an Andrew to feed, and the Mishnah Berurah mentions it. This covers the bulk of it, but there's one thing that we left out was Higil Lechenech Allah Higil Lechenech. Now, at the end of this, a child, when he reaches the age of chinuch, or not reaching the age of chinuch, says, go back to source number 15, the Ramah, the Rashi letters, in source number 15, this is all talking about a child who did not reach the age of chinuch. When a child reaches the age of chinuch, you have to stop him. So now, just to summarize very quickly. On Shabbos, you need malacha done. Can you ask a child to do it? It seems very clear that all of what we're discussing over here is when you're allowed to do it if you started. The only heter to ask a child to do something on Shabbos is either the child is so young, he has no idea what he's doing, or the child needs it for himself. The child needs it for himself, and it's Nisim Midrabanan, you can ask him to do it. But if you, the father, need malacha done for you on Shabbos, even if it's Nisim Midrabanan, you can't ask the child to do it, because you're teaching the child to be Michal Shabbos. So when is it ever relevant to ask a child? Two cases. Number one, the kid is so young that he has no idea what's going on. We didn't really mention all that, but that's number one. Or he's a misasik. We didn't learn the halachas of misasik yet, but he's not aware of what his actions are. For example, the child is an infant and he moves his hands about, and you put him in front of a light switch and he picks his hands up and light goes on. That would be a misasik, and we'll learn all those halachas soon, but that would be a case where it would be mutter. Otherwise, we have a discussion of you don't have to stop him. A child's playing with something which is muktzah on Shabbos. You don't have to stop him. The child turns on and off a light on Shabbos. He did not reach the age of chinuch yet. You don't have to stop him, but to ask a child to turn a light on Shabbos, unless it's a light which is only Os Midrabanan, and the child needs the light, then you're allowed to ask him to do it. Otherwise,
what if it's like that? What if the child left their room's light on before Shabbos?
Right.
Or they turned it on Shabbos.
Okay. So you don't have to stop him from turning it off. You don't have to stop him from turning it off. Unless he reached the age of chinuch. If he reached the age of chinuch, what is the age of chinuch? Let's just speak very clearly. Mishnah Berurah writes, age of chinuch is for a mitzvah's assay that he understands how to be mekayim. Tzitzis, he understands the idea of putting it on, being mesatev. Lulav, shaking, understands how to shake it. That's mitzvah's lois assay. The child understands the concept of no. I have Bli and Hara four children. Every one of them understood the concept of no at a different age. Some of them still have not yet understood the concept of no. So it really depends on the child. They have to understand what no doesn't just mean an order from a parent not to do something. It means that this is something that I shouldn't do. So, basically what comes out from all this...
In that case, the kid
It's in their room.
But you're asking him to do it.
Yeah.
It's Nisumi Darabanan. If it's Tzarech Atzma, you're allowed to ask him to do it. If the child... Right. Okay.
Or for example, can you guide the...
Okay, we're running out of time a little bit over here, so we'll continue discussing the aftermath. But ultimately, I think the attitude that I tried to present over here is... It's not the way to get malacha done on Shabbos for a number of reasons. First of all, you could be in violation of halacha. Second of all, you don't want this to be what you teach your children. There are much better things to teach your children other than ways to be mechallel Shabbos. But we'll continue.